Fierce and fearless. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
He's calling up my wall.
Regardless of how big that caravan is, 7,000 according to reporting here in this country, but 14,000 or more according to Spanish news outlets in Mexico and Central America. 14,000, they say this caravan is. My next guest, Derek Maltz, former special agent in charge of the United States Department of Justice Drug Enforcement Administration, Special Operations Division from May of 05 through July of 14. A lot of experience there. And there's a new documentary exposing the opioid crisis, drug cartels, and the border build the wall, put together in large part by Sarah Carter. Derek, welcome to the program.
How are you, Steve? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing well, and I want to talk about this. I mean, we keep seeing this. I think this is terrible optics. In an election year, this is not a good optic for the Democrats who talk about open borders and sanctuary cities. And I find it interesting to note that here a few days ago, just 3 or 4 days ago, the president said, listen, there's gang members in there. There are people from the Middle East. And I watched him openly mocked on CNN and elsewhere. The next day, the Department of Homeland Security came out and said, you know what? There's gang members. There's criminals. There's people from the Middle East, the Far East, Africa, all sorts of people milling about in this mob that's headed north. When you look at this and you apply your experience, what do you see?
Well, first of all, Steve, this is a national security crisis. It's an emergency situation because these people that are in these caravans are people that are trying to get here to do us harm. I want to give you a little background only because for all those people that are cynical of what the president has said, I have firsthand experience. In 2007, we were doing an investigation on a multimillionaire arms trafficker, Manza Kassar, and he was the one who provided arms to the Achille Lauro hijack and the Leon Klinghoffer back in the 1985. But the point is during the case, he specifically asked our confidential informant if our informant can get him passports from Central America with Middle Easterners on the passports because he was trying to get a bunch of people, like 100 of them, into Central America. That was 11 years ago. So they didn't stop getting people into Central America and Mexico. This is an ongoing trend, and the Homeland Security has statistics on this stuff. I mean, if you look at Jay Johnson's memo in 2016 about the special interest aliens that were a big concern to national security, I mean, this is nothing new.
I mean, Derek, let me ask you this. If you wanted to get into the United States, if you were from the Middle East or Africa, Boko Haram or Al-Qaeda or whatever organization you were with and your allegiances were with, wouldn't a pretty smart way to get into America be, you know, just trying to blend in with the illegals coming from Central and South America and just trying to rush over the border with everybody else and then going to work?
Of course. And also they could go right to the Mexican cartels who would gladly, you know, transport people over the border for $30,000 a person. I mean, it's a money-making business for the cartels that actually secure and run these different plazas coming into America. So there's many ways of coming in. I mean, look at the tunnels. I mean, the Sinaloa cartel's been making tunnels for 20 years, right? Coming into the country, into these factories and businesses on the border. But, yeah, it's a very, very, you know, it's common sense, Steve. This is not really that difficult to understand. These people want to destroy our way of life, and they are going to try for the rest of our lives to get in here and do it.
Yeah, you look at some of those tunnels for people that haven't seen them. They're sophisticated. They're well-built tunnels. They have electricity. Some of them have railroad cars and small-gauge railroad-type setups like you would have in a mine. I mean, they're very, very well done. So let me ask you about this project, this documentary with Sarah Carter. What is the focus here?
Well, the focus is to save lives. I mean, if you look at this poor young 20-year-old from Ohio, Maren Riggs, her brother had to find her dead in her bedroom. And this was a regular girl. You know, she was a part of a soccer team. She was a captain on the golf team. Basketball player. This particular situation is a crisis in America. You got to remember, the focus is, like, if you look at 9/11, Afghanistan war and Iraq war, that was only 13.5% of how many people have died last year alone from drugs. I mean, we're losing like 198 people a day. That's every 7 minutes we're losing an American. So we're trying to spread the word about the dangers of opioids and fentanyl. But the other thing, Steve, that we have to really focus in on, you know, there's a lot of politics that will want you to believe that big pharma and doctors and pharmacies are the ones that are killing people right now.
Right.
Well, they have their share of blame, But the bottom line is it's the Mexican nasty, greedy, violent cartels. And those cartels, as far as I'm concerned, should be documented as foreign terrorists.
Yeah, most doctors I know. Most doctors I know are doing their level best. They follow the rules. They're heavily, heavily regulated. And I don't believe that they're doing anything by choice to increase the volatility of death. 75,000 people died last year, according to some estimates. The takeaway, the movie, by the way, called Not in Vain, V-E-I-N, Not in Vain, can be viewed at notinvainusa.com. But one of the takeaways is simply this. If you want to stop the opioid crisis, build the wall. Thoughts?
Well, look, building a wall is only going to help. It's certainly going to help when these caravans are trying to come into our country. It's going to stop them right at the border. Right now, they could just cross over the border and get into the country and scatter everywhere. I mean, estimates that came out from CBP, what are they getting, like 800,000 illegals coming in annually? I mean, they stop like 400,000. But building a wall is one part of the plan. You have to be way more aggressive on the demand side, the education side. We have to get the education out to the kids, the teachers, the educators, the parents. They have to understand that when they're taking this pill that they got at college, the pill is made in Mexico. There's no quality control, and it's got poison from China in it, so you could die instantly. I mean, it only takes 4 grains of salt equivalent, 2 milligrams, to kill an adult. So, by the way, Steve, 1 kilogram of powder, which is 2.2 pounds,
yep,
can kill 500,000 people.
Yeah,
so it's like a weapon of mass destruction.
We have no choice but to get this under control. Derek, I have to leave it there for today. Again, if people want to see this, it's Not in Vain, VEINUSA.com. Derek, great conversation. Love to have you back in the future. You're a wealth of information. Enforcement Administration. Huh? You want some authority? We bring it to you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show.